Saren News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the skies over New Jersey last night, Philadelphia last night, tragedy as a medical transport jet slammed into a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood, killing at least one person on the ground and all six people on that medical flight. It is still under investigation. It all happened near Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard just after 6 p.m., and the FAA says it was a Learjet 55, and the local dispatch, as via Broadcastify, announced displaced persons being sent to the Giant parking lot.
The staging location for anybody that's been displaced, we'll send them to the Giant parking lot so they can find shelter on the side of the bus.
Federal investigators, meanwhile, say they're not going to speculate about the cause of that deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport this week. Darrell Feller is a retired U.S. Army National Guard pilot who explains how the helicopter's pilot might have made a fatal error.
When I was flying there is, you'll have an aircraft stacked up, you know, every couple miles. And so you might have picked the second aircraft versus the one that's right in front of you. And you call that, I see the aircraft, but it was the wrong one.
And they're asking for the public's patience as the NTSB investigation continues. They expect to release their initial report in about a month. Around the United States, colleges and universities are cautiously navigating the Trump administration's new crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. More from Bernie Bennett.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. Get colleges to shutter diversity programs. He said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is falling out of fashion with more of America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. A survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year, set to determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion. Money is already pouring in and is expected to eclipse more than $70 million. This is SRN News. A Mexican startup tackles plastic waste by converting it to fuel.
Petgas developed a machine in the port city of Boca del Rio that uses pyrolysis, a thermodynamic process that heats plastics in the absence of oxygen, breaking it down to produce gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and paraffin. Ron Taylor reporting.
Federal officials have approved a new type of pain pill. Michael Hsu is a pharmacist at the Mayo Clinic.
They tried a new approach here by looking at mechanisms by which the drug works that's elsewhere in the body besides in the brain. So it really works on the peripheral nerves, less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
Vertex Pharmaceuticals' Journavx is designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications, and those have been a problem in recent years, especially popular medicines like Vicodin and OxyContin. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.